We are doing Avat Chesed. We're up to the 9th chapter, the 3rd paragraph. V'dan, you should know, the lav davka im shkaral is a shot. The fact that you have to pay wages on time is not only to a worker who's working based on hours. Da'afilu im shkaral asot melacha kala, even if he's going to be paid for a light work, sheyesh bashavei pruta, he's a bellman. He's doing light work. He's welcome back. But he's doing light work that you have to pay him something for. The guy is loading your suitcases onto the cart, or the guy is the bellman. Gam ken bichlal sachiru. That's also included in the biblical obligation to pay on time to a worker. V'sheyach ba'kol adinim hanal. And all the halachas that we mentioned earlier apply. V'yesh min da'afilu al pachot mishvei pruta. And some say even if it's less than a dime, gam ken over ha'me'achir zmano. One also transgresses if he's delaying the payment. V'olam nichshalin b'zeh v'avonteinu harabim. And people err in this as well, among our many sins, says the Chafetz Chaim. So that's another application. What we said, paying wages on time includes even someone who's working for a short amount of time, a minute or two, and we're supposed to pay him even a small amount of money. If we have to pay him that money, then one who delays paying that money is in transgression of the biblical commandment to pay wages on time.